Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner here on FM 95.7 KKWC. Pat Powers here. We have a couple of special guests from Iowa Central Community College. We have, Kurt Smid, who's from Iowa Central, and T.J. Martin joining me on the phone line. Gentlemen, very good day to you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yes, glad to have you along. Well, the reason why we have you on today is talking about a special project that Iowa Central is trying to find some graduates who served our country in the Vietnam War back of the 1960s and the low 70s. So I'll let you explain what this is all about.
Well,
take it, T.J.
T.J. Martin.
This is T.J. Martin. I'll give you a little bit of a background. So Kurt, Mr. Schmidt and I, we started this project about 2 years ago. And the project is finding the 55 names of service members who died in Vietnam, serving in Vietnam, and they are located, or they were from, our service area of Iowa Central Community College, which consists of 9 counties in north central northwest Iowa. And so what we've been doing over the last 2 years is Mr. Schmidt and I hold this class where we usually have a handful of students in our class. And the class, along with us, we do some research trying to find names of family members of these gentlemen that were killed in action while serving our country over in Vietnam. And we're specifically targeting this around the Vietnam War of those that died while fighting for our country. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to gain background information on who some of these guys were, these service members who, as they were growing up in our region, in our area, we're just trying to learn about who they were as an individual. What are some of the fun things they used to do growing up as a kid? What are some of the fun things they used to do? Did they play basketball? Did they grow up on a farm? Did they own a 67 or 68 Mustang? You know, what are some of the fun things they used to do? Just to learn about their personality. At the end of the project, what our goal is to compile biographies of each of these 55 individuals, and we're going to compile these into a book that we want to have published so that we can preserve their memory moving into the future for future generations to learn about some of our local history of these service members who fought for our country.
And Iowa Central's campus is, of course, in Fort Dodge, Webster City, and Eagle Grove. It's been around since about the mid-1960s when these cities had their own junior colleges and then merged to become the present-day Iowa Central.
Yep.
Correct.
That is correct.
How has the response been so far for this project?
It's been really good. Everybody who has been familiarized with the project, you know, we've had great response for people who are familiar with it. We just need to get a few more people familiar with it. And we've got, you know, some of these gentlemen were a little bit older when they died, and it's kind of tough and people have moved away. It's just we're having trouble finding family members or close friends who knew these guys when they were growing up. People move away, things happen, and so that's why we're kind of at the point now where we've found all the easy ones, and we've got about 20 people left. TJ mentioned there's about 55. There's about 20 left, about 5 in Hamilton and Wright counties, and so we're looking for somebody who knows who these guys were, or somebody who knows who these guys were.
Did you want to mention the names of these individuals we're looking for?
Yeah, we would love to. We're looking for Thomas Richard Poundstone from Clarion, and Richard Joseph Varheim from Clarion as well, and from Webster City, Gerald West, and Russell Hagen from Renwick. Is there anybody else, TJ? Did I leave?
Well, for those counties, no, those would be the ones we're exactly looking for background information on if any of your listeners knew of these guys growing up or know, like Mr. Schmidt said, you know, if you know somebody that knows somebody, that's the kind of information we're looking for.
And how do they get a hold of you?
Well, if they'd like to reach out, this is TJ Martin, and my email address is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at iowacentral.edu, or by all means, they can call my office number. My direct number is 515-574-1097. Again, 515-574-1097.
And when do you have this book coming out? Do you have a date?
We'd love to have it out by this coming Christmas, but, you know, it depends on how long it takes to find everyone that we need to find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really depends upon, you know, the local folks that are willing to step up and help us. We've had a lot of good help so far to this point. A lot of community members have stepped up and said, hey, I knew of him, and I know where his sister lives, and she's now in South Carolina, and here's how you can get a hold of her, and that sort of thing. And that's exactly what we're looking for. You know, if we can get a hold of one of the siblings, that's our primary target. If we can get a hold of one of them to conduct this interview. And, you know, a lot of times it's the students that are doing these interviews, and it's a great learning project for our students to not only help with the research, but to conduct these interviews. They're writing up the biographies of these. So there's a lot of great learning tools that are coming through this project for our students that are in our course as well, helping with the project.
Are there other community colleges similar to Iowa Central? Are they doing something like this too? Have you heard around the state?
Not that I'm aware. I don't believe that they are. This is kind of an idea that Kurt and I kind of got talking about and kind of came up with this on our own and thought this would be a good way to help preserve the memory of some of these guys that we lost in Vietnam.
Well, I want to commend both of you, TJ and you, Kurt, for getting this project off the ground, and hopefully there'll be a lot of interest in finding these the lives of these Vietnam War people that have since passed on in the war.
Yeah, any help that we can get from the local listeners out there would be greatly appreciated.
So the number to call again, 515-574, TJ, that was 1091, correct?
1097,
okay, 1097 is the phone number. So hopefully we get a response to this project at Iowa Central Community College, and hopefully have a book come out by latter half of this year.
That would be ideal. That's what we're looking for.
All right. Anything else for the good of the cause here, gentlemen?
I don't know. I would say that you could, if you have information on anyone, you could just pass it along to TJ.
Okay.
With one of those two contact methods that he gave you. We might already have the person done, but there have been a few that we didn't know were originally from the because the Army lists these people from where they were last not stationed, where their address was. So I believe Wehrheim was listed from Des Moines, even though he graduated from Clarion, right? I think that's the case. So there could be somebody out there that we're missing. We don't want to leave anybody off the list.
Is there information on the Iowa Central website about these gentlemen that you're trying to locate?
No.
At this time, no.
All right. So that's all the information. Please call 515-574-1097. Hopefully we'll get this project off the ground thanks to the two of you and your students.
Well, thank you much for giving us some time to get on the air
Absolutely.
To get the word out about this. And hopefully, yeah, if we could get some listeners to call in about some of these individuals, that would really help us out with this project. And it's been a great project, and we're really looking forward to the end result. And, you know, and again, it's about preserving the memories of these guys we lost.
TJ and Kurt, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you, Pat.